So she felt that I was comfortable with finance. She also felt that in that universal description, I was one of us, and therefore was very committed to the idea of competition. And one of the most encouraging bits of instruction that I had came from Nigel Lawson, backed up by the Prime Minister, who said, if it's a question of competition or money, competition wins. So in other words, I wasn't to go after the optimum cash, and if I created a more competitive environment that was less easy to sell, then that would be acceptable. Because, of course, the gas industry had been privatized as a monolith. And at that time, the chairman of the British Gas was a chap called Dennis Rook. And in Whitehall parlance, Dennis Rook was seen to have beaten Peter Walker, because Peter Walker set out to not privatize a monolith, but Dennis Rook succeeded on keeping his company together. So in Whitehall terms again, the question that people are asking themselves, how would Margaret Thatcher cope with one of her ministers breaking up the business of one of her very favorite business leaders, Walter Marshall, to whom she gave enormous credit for keeping the lights on during the miners' strike. So it's a bit disconcerting to hear your boss talking about dear Walter when you know you're going to have to, you can't satisfy both demands of creating competition and keeping Walter happy at the same time. So it was a very interesting project